the youth hockey league, that's all about the Canadian hockey dream, right? They're, you know, parents drive their children all around Canada because there's the dream that maybe their child might be, just by chance, maybe the next Wayne Gretzky, right? And I'm here to tell you, it's probably not.
You're listening to The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
There's only one great one, and I think he lives in Phoenix.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Good evening.
Before we make it real, we have to dream them. But dreams get blown away. We can't retrieve them. Slip and slide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Glad to have you with us tonight, everybody, as we come from inside Seven Oaks Arena. First time in a long time we've been allowed in an arena. How's everything going for you, Jenna?
It's going. Good? Same as usual, you know.
Yeah. Not glad to be. I mean, you've been in an arena a couple times with practices for your team.
Yeah, just a couple. But
I mean, nice to be in a different arena?
It's so nice, yeah. Not the same inside of
That's
one
right.
arena, the dressing room and out again.
The same belly of the beast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Joining us tonight, though, we got two special guests, as we're going to sit down with probably one of the best teams in the province, virtually one of the best teams in the province. They didn't get a chance to play a lot this year, so we can't answer that question for sure. But we know past performances have made them one of the best teams in the province, as we welcome Maggie Mattani and Kylie Johnson from the Winnipeg Avros. How was practice tonight, ladies? You guys get a chance to work out some of the long-awaited kinks? And
I am very happy to be back on the ice.
Yeah, it's been super nice to get back.
Okay, that's good. And again, any word on when season's going to end for you guys? Is there any sort of notification as to when the last sort of practice is and you get a chance to have summer?
We're not sure. On March 25th, there's going to be a new announcement to see if we can play exhibition games. But as of right now, there's no word on anything.
All right, that's okay then. So nobody going to be skating into the middle of July at least, which will be nice.
Yeah.
We're going to start by getting to know you guys a little bit, because we got a lot to go over with you guys. Apparently, your careers are sort of interwoven at times and back and forth in different places and all sorts of stuff. We're going to start with you, Maggie. Born June 1st, 2004, correct?
Correct.
You attend Vincent Massey Collegiate.
I sure do.
You were a 2019 Team Manitoba Program of Excellence Under 16 team member. What's that like for you?
It was good. It was a good experience. It was awesome to get to know the girls from all over the province and kind of get to know people who are the same kind of skill level.
Is it cool knowing that you're one of the best in the province too?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but
program
it's
of
nice
excellence.
To get to know other people.
I mean, come on now. You played 2017-2019 with the Fort Garry Twins Bantam AA team. Pretty much did everything possible under the sun when it came to winning.
Yes.
Won the Bantam AA City Championship in both 2018-2019. What's that like?
It was good. It's awesome to play against Kylie here. And
well, again, we'll get to Kylie in a second about her career. She's had some good stuff, too. You won the Bantam AA Provincial Championship, though, in 2018. What's it like being the rulers of the world at that point?
It was good. The year before, we lost in the Provincials, so it kind of sucked. But the next year, it was awesome. It's a great feeling to be like, you know what? Yeah, we did it.
We did it. Named a Bantam AA All-Star in 2019.
Yes, I was.
I mean, is there a game? Do you guys get to go and play against other All-Stars?
Yeah, so in our league, there was all the All-Stars from, I guess it was just the city.
Okay.
And so all of us go when we are put into two different teams and we just play against each other, and it's just a fun little experience.
Your brother Sam plays for the MJHL's Verdun Oil Kings, correct?
Yes, he
How's that life treating him out in Western Manitoba?
Pretty good. He got sent home, obviously, but he's, other than that, he loves it out there. It's a good program.
Yeah, I mean, Oil Kings are a fantastic program out there in Verdun. We've got a couple of connections out there, but they do it right out there for sure. And a great facility there, too.
Yeah, awesome.
Your Avros career has seen you score 3 goals, 15 assists in 65 games, most notably with 58 penalty minutes. Remember that number. That's going to come back to haunt people. What's it been like so far playing with the Avros? Are you enjoying your underneath Ashley, learning how to play at the highest level that we can offer here in Manitoba?
Yeah, I love it. I love being coached by a female coach. I think it's awesome. It's completely different than being coached by a male coach. So I think that having the female role model there is really good for our players and my teammates.
Look at that, 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, the female coach is coming through. I love it.
There you go. You played high school hockey with Vincent Massey. 4 goals, 3 assists in 25 games. What was that like for you in terms of the high school league?
That was good. It's fun to play against older girls and be the youngest and get to know the people at your school when you're the first year.
Kind of a fun question. You can certainly laugh about this because I didn't know why, but you apparently have no favorite number. You wore 7 with the Avros. You wore 17 with Vincent Massey. You wore 19 with the under 12 junior Bisons when there was no 7 or 17 worn.
Yep.
Is there a favorite number? Do you have one?
No.
Doesn't matter? Just give me a jersey?
Yeah, I just flip around the numbers, probably 7, 17, 19, 9. Favorite numbers.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that. A couple of career highlights. Let's see how much you know about your own career. September 21st, 2019, against Pilot Mound in Pilot Mound. What did you do that night?
I've never played in Pilot Mound.
Apparently you did. According to the Avros stats, you did.
What? No.
Said you had your first goal and first shorthanded.
That was in the Portage La Prairie Classic.
Okay. It didn't say where, so I just assumed. Okay.
I did.
But Pilot Mound was the home team. Anyway, first goal and your first goal was a shorthanded goal, so that's pretty awesome in a 4-0 win. Mm-hmm. September 22nd, the very next night against Weyburn in that same tournament, what did you do? There's pretty much only one other stat you can have now.
Got an assist.
You did get an assist in a 4-4 tie.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. And then February 16th at Interlake, you did something that you hadn't done before.
At Interlake.
February
16th. Got 2 goals. Got 2 assists.
2 assists in a multi-point game, your first multi-point game in a 4-0 win. So look at you knowing your career. Not bad. Not bad. Rumor has it you also play a little ball hockey.
Yep, and flag football.
That was the next question. But fill us in on this ball hockey thing. How often, when often do you play?
So I started playing probably 3 years ago, and I kind of got in because one of my best friend's dad, he owns some flag or ball hockey type program thing.
Okay.
So we just kind of put a team together, and it's just in the summers. It's so fun to get out there and do things when the ices aren't open.
Are you aiming for, like, national team? Like, we've talked to a couple players that have gone all over the world. Like, would you, is that the goal?
Last year I was going to try out for the ball hockey team, but I played flag football instead, so I couldn't. But thinking next year maybe ball hockey instead of flag football.
All right, that's fair. So, yeah, let's move to the flag football then. What's up with that? Like, how did you get into that?
Last year, one of my friends, like, honestly, we started as a joke. Like, it was all like, oh, my God, let's play flag football. Like, we're going to suck. It's going to be so fun. And then a couple of my friends on the team were like, we should try out for Team Manitoba. And then we're like, maybe we should. And then we did, and it's kind of been a little fling that we do now.
So you go from we suck to we're going to play for the province.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that a reflection on how good flag football is at Manitoba, or how not good it is? Or is that
probably,
just because you guys were so good at it?
No, probably because no girls play flag football.
I like that. No, it's not even true. Can't even say that. Any other sports that you play?
Nope.
Including school, no? Nothing? Nope. So just hockey and flag football. Two types of hockey and then flag football. Favorite school subject? That's a tough one because it's always important to see where you want to go in life.
Probably chemistry or bio or math.
Look at you.
Good for you.
STEM girl over here. Gonna take on the world. Is there, not saying that there isn't a chance, and certainly there are always, gonna be people watching, but is a hockey scholarship on the list of things hopefully to accomplish?
Yes.
And it, I'm not trying to forecast anything. I don't know anything. Would you like to play Canadian University Hockey? If the NCAA comes calling, are you going there?
No, I'd say Canadian.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gonna stay Canada?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
We always like to have good players up here, so thanks for staying. Gonna move over to Kylie. Kylie, we got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about, Kylie. September 6, 2004, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we got that. Played high school hockey with Oak Park in 2018-2019, but then decided Shaftesbury was a better place to play in 2021. What happened there? Did you just decided different program, better program?
Well, I found out about R1.
Okay.
And it just really interests me because skating, and you're getting credits for skating in the morning.
Okay.
So you'd be at the rink from about 7:50 till 11:30.
Okay.
And it was really great training and then skating every day.
Okay, that's fair. You were also a 2019 Team Manitoba Program of Excellence Under 16 team member.
Yes.
What's it like being one of the best in the province?
I would have seen this in the
You guys don't have to be humble on this show. You can be like Hyrule. It's awesome.
It was like a great experience getting to like kind of learn what it's like being up there and, you know, like going through all those like camps and training. It was just a really, really great experience.
You played with the APHA, Assiniboine Park Rangers Bantam AA team.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring up the battles that you had with another player at this table, but how was that program for you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it kind of, well, before I went there, I was in boys, so right when I changed to girls, it was a lot different, but the girls were great, the coaches were great, and it was just kind of my second family there.
Do you prefer, now again, you're playing girls hockey now, obviously in terms of Avro, but do you prefer playing against the boys with the boys against the boys, or is it better playing girls hockey?
To
me, it's two different games, so I mean, I always want to know which one you might like better.
I always grew up with two brothers, and I was always playing with them, so I always grew up in like a rough environment with them, going to girls, it was a bit of a challenge changing, but in the end, I wouldn't take it back.
2018-2019 Bantam AA All-Star, so it sounds like you were pretty good. just a little.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like a great experience, and I'm really happy that I switched to girls.
I'd say so, two-time All-Star, no problem. you were also, as we get into the high school side of things, a 2019 Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League All-Star.
Yeah.
You were also the 2019 Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League Defender of the Year.
Yes.
I'm not going to say you're not good or anything, but that sounds like you're pretty good. You were also the 2019 APHA Rangers Bantam AA MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's no big deal. No big deal at all. Don't worry about it. 4 goals and 14 assists in 67 games with the Avros. Noted, though, 58 penalty minutes like your partner in crime over here. How is it? Are you enjoying the time under Ashley? Playing with the Avro?
I love being coached by Ash. Like Maggie said, like having a female role model out there is just very like empowering, and like showing that girls can really do it is just like, it's just great to see.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right then. A few highlights for you. September 22nd, 2019 against Weyburn, you accomplished your first highlight. In that
first goal?
No.
First assist?
There you go. I was going to say, there wasn't many other ones you could go with. So, first assist in a 4-4 tie. October 5th, 2019, Pembina Valley.
That was my first goal.
And what was special about that goal?
I think it was on a power play.
That it was. 5-2 win over Pembina Valley. You scored a power play goal, which was your first goal. February 9th against the Winnipeg Ice, you did one other thing. It was a 4-0 win, if that helps.
I think I had to be 2 assists.
No.
Oh, I have no idea.
You scored your first game winner. You had the first goal of the game in a 4-0 shutout, so congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. You have a little more consistency to your numbers, but you were 6 with the Avros, you wore 6 with Shaftesbury, you wore 17 with Oak Park, 5 and 18 with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Is there a specific number?
6 is my number, but certain teams didn't have the number, or it was already taken, so I just kind of picked another one. I couldn't care.
You could have taken that number from anybody you wanted. So your high school stats, played 36 games played. This is the part that blew me away. You played defense in high school, right?
Yes.
I'm not certain how a defender can rack up this kind of total, but 25 goals, 12 assists. Like, did you just lead the rush every time down the ice?
It was just... High school was a bit different. It was so much fun. It's kind of more for like.
It's kind of where you go
fun.
Practice.
Yeah, it's kind of just like everyone was there to.
That's crazy.
Like a school thing.
Of those 25 goals, 6 on the power play, 1 shorty. Do you enjoy playing on the power play or shorthanded?
I kind of like playing on a penalty kill better. I don't know what it is. I really enjoy it.
You guys got to participate. You've done this as well. You guys got to participate in an outdoor game this year against St. Mary's.
Yes.
A 2-1 win over the Italy. Chilly day that day, but still looked like it was a lot of fun. Would you, and are you, going to try and get more outdoor games in the future? Would you like to see more of those?
If it was a little bit warmer, I would for sure love to do it. Just a little bit. My ears are kind of cold, but other than that, I had so much fun outside.
Maggie wasn't your first, was it?
No, it was not, actually.
There you go. Yeah. You are noted in the newspaper at the age of 9 and playing in an outdoor game.
Yeah.
How did you find this one? Was it fun?
Was it good? Yeah, I don't remember it as much, but I.
No, this one. Not the 9-year old one.
That one was good. Yeah, it was good.
Anything that stood out about that game for you guys, aside from the cool, obviously?
It was just really fun, but probably my best experience with that was all the parents shoveling the ice, like a little Zambonis when they're all running on there.
I mean, you got that experience. Yeah, you guys had the blizzard that day.
Yeah, it was really warm, which was nice, but there was a huge blizzard, and ours was like an actual league game. I don't know if yours was.
No, ours
was like the last game before, you know, the second half of the season, and like whoever won was in first place going in the second half, and it ended up going into overtime, but like there was a huge blizzard. We didn't even flood. They just scraped the ice every 10 minutes. Like, it was so much fun, but it was just, by the end of it was dark. There's only lights in one end, and it was like blizzarding, like the snow was in your eyes. But yeah, it was super fun though. But it's definitely an experience. Yeah, that's for sure.
Maybe we can petition the Manitoba Female Hockey League to do more than that. Would be good. February 15th and 19th, 2019. You guys had an epic battle as grade 9 student Maggie and her Vincent Massey Trojans eliminated grade 9 student Kylie and her Oak Park Raiders from the Winnipeg Women's High School Hockey League. What do you guys remember that in the playoffs, excuse me, in a 2-game sweep? What do you guys remember from that series against each other?
Not nice things. You
know, to be honest, we kind of went in there knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was funny because me and Maggie were kind of joking around on the ice.
And everyone was like, super like frustrated, and me and Kelly were like, this is awesome, we love this.
Like, refs would look at us like we were lipping each other off, but we're just talking about how funny this is.
Kylie, you had an impact in that, well, a small impact anyway. Kylie, you had a body checking penalty in game 1's 3-2 loss in the third period.
Sounds about right.
you weren't the only one though. You did record an assist though on Oak Park's lone goal in the 4-1 loss in game 2. So there you go. Maggie, you got whistled for hooking in the third period of game 2, so that was your only stat to note in that series.
I'm pretty sure that was with like 2 minutes left, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You both have played now in the Female World Sports School Challenge. We got to watch you guys last year. Actually, I called one of your games. As a non-sports school, obviously you guys are not a school, but do you like the tournament, and do you like playing teams you'd normally never see?
Yeah, I love it. Like, just having... Just because having, like, teams come from, like, you don't usually see some of these teams at tournaments, but just, like, them coming in and playing them, like, once. There was one team, something Sharks, but it was, like, a completely different experience, and it was just, like, it's kind of pretty cool to just...
Even the girls that we know, like, we have close friends that play on, like, school teams, and so it's nice to see them and play against them when normally we wouldn't. They're not in our league, but it's fun to see those people and be like, hey, we're playing you, even though we're in different leagues.
Well, I mean, you guys had a good tournament last year. I mean, I don't know what happened in that bronze medal game, but we got the report that you guys were up like big, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, they didn't win. What happened in that game?
I don't think I was playing.
Okay, I know what game it was. I just don't remember the team, but we were up.
Northern Alberta Extreme.
Yes. We were up. I think it was either overtime or we got 2 penalties at the end.
It was, yeah, you guys were up and then it went to overtime.
We had penalties. I think someone was kicked out.
Yep.
And.
Yep. And then it was a 5-on-3 in overtime. Oh. Yeah, in overtime.
I know we weren't on, but everyone on the bench was freaking out. The goal was really, the team did really well. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but, I'm taking nothing away, yeah.
Oh, they did incredible. Just, we got, not in our head, but we were kind of just scrambling. Everyone was getting worried. Yeah. And
that's the thing, like, we didn't get any information on the other rink. We were just told that, oh, yeah, you guys were up, like, 3-0 in, like, the middle of the second period. And we were like, oh, Avs are cruising. Like, they got this, no big deal.
I think we got a bunch of penalties, and then...
And then it was a 5-4 overtime. And we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
So, that was kind of weird for us because we were like, that never, they never fall like that. So put on your scouting hats a little bit for us because we need to know about some players. What can you tell us, good and bad, although it'll probably just be good because nobody likes bad. What can you tell us about soon to be Bison Rachel Gottfried?
Rachel is probably the best defenseman I've ever seen
in
this league.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to like,
no,
just she has, her slap shot is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, in general, such a sweet person, like a caring person, always trying to make other people laugh. But like, even on the ice, she's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Anyone want to add on that, Meg?
Yeah, she's awesome. She even her slap shot, like, just everything about her game is awesome. She sees the ice so well. Like, even us on the bench, she'll be in a situation and be like, oh, Rachel, like, what are you going to do? And then she finds something and we'll be like, what the heck? We didn't even see that from the bench. Like, she sees it better than us and we aren't even in the situation.
Well, that's good then. And it sounds like we're going to should be excited to get her going then. Soon to be Bison, a little further off, Nora Collins.
She's the same.
Yeah. Something, she's awesome. Something about that girl's shot when she comes, like from the boards. I don't know. She gets it every time.
Really?
Like, amazes awesome. Me.
Yeah? Just,
on the power play when she's on the wall, it's like, I just score. Give her the puck.
She'll score. She'll score.
Like, I don't even shoot anymore. I no just big pass deal. It to her.
And then there's this girl that we know that has some connection to the Bisons, Marin. Marin Rempel.
Marin is...
Who's that? How does it... What?
I don't know. She's somehow, there's some, like, third or fourth removed, you know? I don't know.
Quietest kid, but once she's talking, she's the sweetest thing. Like,
yeah,
so
awesome.
Nice.
Oh, so she's kind of like your dad then, where he comes off, you know, a little gruff, and then all of a sudden he's, oh, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. No, she's a great girl.
No, that's awesome. Got to ask you guys, biggest rival for you guys, not obviously on this year, but in past years, well, who's been the biggest rival? Who's been the biggest thorn in your side for
player
playing
Player or team?
You can name either or. We're okay with both.
I don't think I can name a player, but.
You probably could if you really tried.
I don't want to start anything.
I'm gonna start something. Dana Gertzen. She's soon to be Bison, too.
She is. I was going to say, welcome.
One of my best friends. She's awesome. But when we play against each other, when we used to play Saints and Twins, it was... Yeah. It was not pretty. But then after, we'd be like, hey, what's up? But it was, yeah. Even my whole team was like, oh, Dana, got to stop her. Like, every single time. It's awesome. She's coming down, and you're like, well, why even try? Why try? But she's awesome. Yeah.
Like, did you ever have one of those moments, Jenna, where you were like, I just can't. I'm just going to, like, it's just tackle football time. I'm not even going to bother playing the puck.
That's sometimes, yeah, you're like, well, I'm just going to, you know, whatever, take the penalty out of it,
yeah,
I guess.
What's,
but
what's the point? What's
yeah.
The point? Yeah. Totally agree.
Happened a lot in practice with Maggie Med.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, you go, girl.
She was our spring hockey coach. I love her.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Meg's awesome. Meg's awesome. No. Kylie, let's go. You got a smile over there.
I don't know.
You can pick a team.
She's going to
react.
Then.
I don't know how she's going to react to this, but in the past years, it was Maggie for a bit.
That's
fine. And now we play together.
That's fine.
There was always just, like, nothing serious, but there was always a little bit of lipping off.
Yeah.
And
even before we knew each other,
it was
always
just lipping
just
off.
Just hating each other.
I feel like that makes it more fun, though. Like, yeah. I wouldn't take that as a bad thing. It's more so, like, there's a reason for it, you know, not because of anything to do with personality, just game-wise. Yeah.
She still scares me sometimes.
So do you two play together on the same pairing then?
Yeah, we're deeper.
So why not?
For Team Manitoba and for spring hockey.
Well, so, I was going to say, so then just to keep encouraging her to chirp, you can just stand at the sand at the back while she does all the chirping.
I know, she does everything.
It's all good. Maggie, go take care of that. Looking at the future, obviously, I mean, again, didn't get to play a lot this year. Didn't get to sort of do a lot this year in terms of hockey stuff. Going to lose a few players just due to, you know, aging out and getting older. But what's it look like for next season? You guys going to go out there and dominate again?
Oh, we're hoping. But
yeah?
No, I... Oh. Yeah, we're losing a lot of people.
You are.
Well, not a lot, but like...
I think last year was a bigger dent for us. Like, we lost a lot of players,
but
for
we
sure,
got
but
a lot of good rookies.
Yeah, and like, so I think we're going to be strong next year. And our rookies will be easy to adapt to us, especially our rookies now who will be second years. They'll be leaders, for sure. Like, our rookies won't... They'll for sure know how to, like, adapt and everything. It'll be good.
We always talk about, you know, a little bit on here about how goaltenders are a little bit different. How are your goalies?
They're great.
Just a little bit different, though? Like, not kind of crazy, no?
Not, like, nothing. I didn't know who Yanina was.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. Nothing. Again.
No, that's
but,
fair.
Like, I had no idea who she was. And then she's at tryouts, and I'm like, oh, she's so small, but she's so good. Like, what?
And then we're, like, looking at the ice coach, and we're like, don't take her. Don't take her.
Obviously, like, Jenna's great. They're both amazing goalies. Just Yanina was so small. But she's, like, she did amazing in tryouts, and I was, like... Who is this?
Jenna for sure was my rival's sister, so it was pretty good. But yeah, Jenna, love them. Love them both. They're awesome.
So, I mean, is it tough then to have somebody you absolutely despise playing against?
I don't despise playing against her.
No, you did. You just said you didn't like playing against her.
I didn't like playing against her. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Like, you're looking at Jenna just going like, oh, your sister is so terrible. Yeah. Like, I can't, yeah. I didn't want to.
And then after, Dana will come pick her up, and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Back to normal again. Yeah, exactly. All good. Is there any team that you guys played, a female World Sports School Challenger in your own league, any team that you think would, you know, be a team that you'd like to go 7 games with, like a long series with? Just because they're either that good or you haven't...
From the thing, I'm thinking, like, I don't know the full name. I just know they were, like, Sharks. Like, was it...
I want to say it's Battleford?
Yeah.
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 We liked them.
It was a bit different.
They hated us.
They hated them.
We liked them.
It was a bit different. But
like, half of them are going to, like, Regina. Half of them are going to Saskatchewan. Yeah, so, I mean, at some point you'll see them again if you play university hockey.
To me, it was just, like, I don't know. They weren't used to how we played, I'm assuming.
We were dirty, but we're a dirty team. And they just did not like that. They were like, nope, we're done.
Like, that's an honest admission. You're just a dirty team.
Honestly, we are. We are.
Not the physical, but just near the end, everything got out of hand, and we didn't really finish the game, to be honest. But
what?
We're not kidding. They walked off the ice.
What kind of shenanigans are you guys pulling on there?
We were dirty,
and they were not happy.
Honestly,
and then it just didn't work.
I liked the game. I thought it was.
I thought it was fun too.
I just, you know, like.
I eat that up. That is fantastic. You both are like, you know, it was great. Like, let's do it again. Is there any team that you didn't like playing from either, again, that you don't like sort of seeing more in a 7-game series? You'd be like, no, I just don't want to see this team.
Yellowhead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Yellowhead, nothing wrong with them. Just it's kind of like a on and off thing. And
it's tough going against a physical team when you're a physical team, because then it's not fun because they're just as physical. Just
sometimes it would get dirty on both teams' parts.
Yeah,
it would get like
sure.
Some would be cheap shots.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
Kinda,
yeah, for sure.
Is there a lot of cheap shots going on out there then?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Every team has that one little.
Okay, but if there are, and I mean, I don't know how many of the refs you guys have played at your level, but you'd think they'd know that and be watching for it, right?
You'd think.
Sometimes it gets out of hand. Right. I don't want to.
I love refs.
I don't want to. Like, sometimes. It almost feels like favoriting a team. Depends where you're playing.
But even if it's our home team.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes
like
the
even if we're playing here, we're like, oh, they're favoriting the other team.
Yeah, like sometimes.
When we're the home team.
Really?
Just, we had that in Edmonton.
It's just, like, obviously, they're not going to see everything, but just sometimes it's...
Do you think that comes with reputation, though? Do you think that that's maybe because, oh, it's the Avros, it's going to be a rough game?
It's every team in our league is pretty rough. Like, us, Yellowhead and Westman are pretty... Like, we have a lot of big girls.
Yeah.
We used to.
Really? Well, like, no, but I mean, like, just thinking back to like last year's like female world sports, like there wasn't Westman wasn't that dirty. I didn't think.
Oh no, they're just big girls.
And they're
they're
physical.
Big. Yeah,
they're dirty when they play against dirty teams.
Yeah,
really?
Like, I wouldn't say like the teams are dirty unless it gets to like that extent.
Yeah.
But it's very physical.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. There's a lot more going on beneath the surface here of this. This Manitoba Female Hockey League that I don't know about. So, I mean, we always hear about how great it is, and I always go, oh, it sounds like it's awesome. Like, this is the best place to play. No, apparently you go home with bumps and bruises, and nobody ever hears about them. So, with that, though, we're going to take a quick break. Come back here on The Hockey Show. We have more with Maggie and Kylie coming up here right away. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Gotta relax.
This is Earth Radio, and now here's human music.
Human music. I like it.
Human music heard live on CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg. During our time away from campus, here's a friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all your Winnipeg transit-related needs. If you're a new student and need to get your post-secondary PEGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PEGO card? Don't sweat it, we've got you covered there as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., so come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of the UMSU University Center, call us at 204-474-8211, or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
This company's gonna shoot straight to the top and stay there, like Cyndi Lauper. Seriously, though, we stink out loud. Here's the big enchilada.
You're tuned into The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Now, are we going to let ourselves get beaten by an old lady?
Welcome back, folks, here to the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM. Glad to have you along. We're here with Maggie Mattani, Kylie Johnson of the Winnipeg Avros. Ladies, we're going to get into some of the hockey stories now. Hopefully, feel free to jump in, give your opinion. We are more than welcome to all opinions, good, bad, indifferent, ones we make fun of. All good that way. Jets were playing against Montreal. I don't know if playing is the right word because they kind of laid an egg. Defensive zone was rather awful. If you wanted to open a bakery, there were enough turnovers there to do so. Any thoughts on the game from you three?
I don't know. We talk about that a lot with the Jets' is defensive. If they're not...
But how do you play so well on Saturday against Toronto?
Yeah.
And turn the puck over like no times and go to, against Montreal in your home building where you're at home, you can do whatever you want, and basically just give it away every second play?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if we
didn't have
as good of a goalie, I think that we would be screwed right about now.
Yeah. We've made that point a couple of times in the last few weeks. You guys want to jump in? Did you watch it?
No like, comment.
Hey, this is a radio show. You have to make comments.
I just like you know. I just think it's a hit or miss sometimes with the Jets. Like,
I
really don't understand how they can like they played great against Toronto,
right?
But I didn't really get to watch the game more because it kind of makes me mad when I see that kind of stuff coming. I just you know like it's all turned off in the house when someone sees that they're not playing good. No one wants to watch.
After. Okay, that's fair. Still no comment, Maggie?
No, no comment.
Wow. Jets are looking to shore up that defense, possibly by being in on trade rumors right now. One for Matthias Ekholm in Nashville. The asking price, according to that, though, is a first-round pick and two high prospects, which would mean that the Jets are pretty much giving away their future, if that's the case. Would you go after an Ekholm, or would you may go in for a little bit less and get David Savard from Columbus? Again, Pierre-Luc Dubois would probably have a bit of an insight as to how well he plays, but would you go for the big name who has a year left on his contract, or David Savard who may leave after the playoffs are over?
I don't know. That's a hard decision. Like, it's on preference, I guess, or like your... But
yeah, what are you building? Like, do you have players that are going to be there for a couple years? Do you not have players? It kind of depends.
Assuming who your two prospects are, one would probably be, because they called about him, Sammy Niku, and then your first-round pick from this year, and then you'd have to throw in another decent prospect. Yeah. So you're talking about a guy like maybe a Vesalainen, maybe somebody along those lines. But, I mean, guys like Cole Perfetti, guys like David Gustafson, I don't know if would be on the table. Guys like Ville Heinola would not be on the table, I'd hope. But, again, this is the question you got to weigh now if you're the GM and go, who do I want? Yeah, how bad do I want it? And if we get him, do we have a shot at finishing with a cup above our heads?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Nope.
Jen, no, you got nothing as well?
No, I don't even know anymore what to do with them anymore.
Wow. Like it's stoned. Would you just stay with who you got then? I mean, there's a better question. I mean, you can't get worse, right?
That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, they could get a little bit. But
I mean, maybe, yeah.
They're doing all right, but not great.
I don't know. To me, I mean, I think I stick with who I got. I'm not... The devil you know is always easier to deal with than the devil you don't know, so maybe maybe that way. There was some good announcements this week, though. Some good news that came out of different places. Starting in Halifax, the IIHF announced that the officials for the 2021 Women's World Championship have been named. There are 7 Canadians, 4 referees, 3 lines people on that, lines women on that list. The referees include Elizabeth Mantha from Richelieu, Quebec, Shauna Neary from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Shauna Lifers from Cudworth, Saskatchewan, and Lacey Senek from St. Albert, Alberta, who... was the referee of note in the Finland-USA game last year.
Yeah.
For those who don't remember, there was a very questionable disallowed goal that Finland scored that would have given them the gold medal, but that's besides the point. The Lions people include Jessica Chartrand from Outaouais, Quebec, Alexandra Blair from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, Justine Todd from Smith Falls, Ontario. So... sounds like we got pretty good representation across the country for referees. Nobody from BC, nobody from Manitoba, unfortunately.
One day, hopefully.
One day.
Hopefully.
I mean, again, we got a guy going to the Men's World Championship, though.
Yes, Brett Rowland.
Yeah, Brett's going back, so good for him after solid work that he did at the World Junior Fair.
It's crazy that he's doing all that, because I know he was in pharmacy school before, did all that while he was reffing and stuff, and then he finally got to go ref. I think it was World Juniors this year?
World Juniors, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Good for him. That's amazing, because he's been working at that forever.
Is there anybody you guys would recommend from Manitoba they should go? No, they're all
definitely
biased.
Not. They're all maybe no comment now.
Yeah.
That's fair. I will allow that. Haley Wickenheiser is inducted into the Canada West Hall of Fame. Congratulations to her. Two-time Canada West Player of the Year. She won the Broderick Trophy as a CIS Player of the Year. And she's a 2012 CIS, a.k.a. U Sports National Champion with the Calgary Dinos. I mean, what hasn't Wick done, really?
Yeah, she's done a lot, not just, you know, obviously for herself, but, like, for the women's game even. Yeah. Like, that's so awesome that she's finally, you know, well, she's always gotten some recognition, obviously, but that's a huge, huge thing, so.
Watching her play in Canada West, and I'm not going to lie about this, like, people are going to laugh when I say this, it was like watching Jordan play against, like, a bunch of, like, you know, 10-year-old basketball players. Like, she was that much better than everybody. Like, you knew when she had the puck on her stick, something was going to happen.
Yeah, she's an incredible player.
I mean, again, I'm shocking to see how good she was that year. Just, I mean, some of the years that she played or whatever. But, yeah, she was a tour de force internationally, Canada West, everywhere else that she played. So congratulations to Haley Wickenheiser. Another woman who might eventually make Team Canada and probably should be on the radar, Ashton Bell of Deloraine, Manitoba, scored the overtime game-winning goal in the 1-0 University of Minnesota Duluth win over Colgate to advance UMD to the NCAA semifinals.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Manitoba's got some good players that are, you know, already out and playing, but even, like, you two, like, everyone now up and coming, so it's so awesome to see some Manitoba girls kicking butt.
did you ever get a chance to play against Ashton?
I don't think so, I don't know.
I saw her play once, and, I mean...
How old is she?
Hard to miss, 23.
Probably 22, then.
22,
23. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm pretty old, so...
I saw her play once, hard to miss in terms of just when she had the puck on her stick. So, strangely, and we'll get your take on this, ladies, because you haven't been able to travel, and certainly there's opportunities coming up that maybe you could, but FISU, which holds the Universiad Games every 2 years for university students, the 2021 Universiad has been announced that it will take place from December 11th to December 21st, 2021, in Lucerne, Switzerland. For those counting, that's 9 months from now. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, so not sure what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
But men's and women's hockey and men's and women's curling will take place in Lucerne. So they're sending 4 individual sports over there. 6 women's hockey teams will go. Canada, China, Japan, Russia, Switzerland, and the U.S. 10 men's teams will go, which to me doesn't seem right, but whatever. 6 women's teams, 10 men's teams, including first-year entry Estonia.
Interesting.
So Estonia's putting
Neat.
A team in. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So congratulations to them. For those that are wondering, Universiad isn't really a monster program outside of Canada and Russia, basically. The U.S. basically sends Division III players, Division III NCAA players, just because, again, Division I is usually playing during that time. And Canada, because we have the entire month off for exams, we can send players over. Russia usually sends their Olympic team over. I'm not joking about this. They had, like, a 37-year-old playing there last year.
That's insane.
Or 2 years ago.
Interesting.
Like, they had 4 women that played on their on their world championship team and their Olympic team in 2019.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not certain if... And they all play pro hockey over there, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like any of them have, like, a regular job. They're playing pro women's hockey over there. Like, I don't understand how you can be in university and playing pro women's hockey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I guess that's... the thing, but I mean, if it was up to you guys, I mean, obviously it's 9 months from now, would you go? Would you be like, I'm in, for even though I don't know what it's going to be like a week from now?
You know, it's just kind of like COVID, obviously. It's
right.
A lot different, like, in other places in the world, but here I don't think I would.
Well, they're just saying there's a new outbreak in France and
there's
Italy, so I mean, that's not really far away from Switzerland.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, like, I love playing, but it's not worth it right now, I don't think. If it, like, honestly, if it went away in 9 months, yes,
well, yeah,
get
yeah.
me on the plane, but other than that, I wouldn't.
I mean, the hope is, I guess, knock on wood, everybody's vaccinated, but I mean, there's still no guarantee on anything, so.
No, I wouldn't get my hopes up for that.
Maggie, would you go if they asked?
Probably.
Hey, he's like, I'll take it.
If I could do it safely and... come home safe, I for sure would.
Do you think there should be a bigger field then? 10 men's teams, 6 women's teams? Do you think they should even that out? Again, we're talking about
if it's possible. I know some countries are not as, I don't know how to say this, not as, like, improved in women's hockey. Like, they don't.
I'll give you an example.
They don't even have women's hockey sometimes.
2017, Canada beat Great Britain. Beat Great Britain 14-0 in their round-robin game.
Like, that would just, like, I feel bad for that.
They beat Finland in their round-robin game 8-1.
Yeah, it just,
like, we send our best. Everybody else just kind of goes, well, we got a club team.
Who wants to do it? Yeah, exactly.
I think it's hard. Like, in Canada, we're a lot more developed when it comes to the things you need to do for hockey, whether it's on ice, off ice. Like, I know my roommate, again, that was from Switzerland, before she came to Edmonton to play, like, they had never done, like, weight workouts like we do. Like, it's very different, the stuff that we do here compared to where other places might. So,
100%, yeah.
Did you guys play Minnesota last year?
Yeah.
What was that game like?
In Detroit or Nashville?
Oh, not in Winnipeg? No? Because they had a Minnesota team. I just didn't know if you guys played them or not.
We played them on a trip.
What do you guys, when you guys, again, measuring stick in terms of where the Americans are, do you guys feel like you're neck and neck right with them? Yeah?
Yeah, there were a few teams that were, like, outstanding. But other than those, like, I think we were pretty close. Like, if anything.
Well, I mean, the years you were playing with St. Mary's, I mean, Shattuck St. Mary's was just, they were stacked from top to bottom.
Yeah. I think now, though, there's also, like, even Olympic from team. Back when I played, I'm saying, like, it was so long ago, but it was, like, I was there the first year that they had the prep team or whatever. I think there's a huge difference even now in, you know, the girls that play at St. Mary's compared to when we played.
But even that year, I mean, POE was again, stacked top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's so many teams that were just way up there. And I mean, now it's pretty much balancing out, which is great. But
I think there wasn't as many places to go before, if that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there was
a
lot, like, POE places like that were obviously advertised a lot more and a lot of people went there. But now there's so many more options. Right. Like, we have the Avros, we have AAA here now. Whereas back then, we did, but it was still new. So all those top players, why not go somewhere if they can, right?
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll get to see some good hockey action. I have no idea how they're going to scout for this, considering that there's been no university hockey now for over a year. Like, how do you get a team together in 3 months, in 2 months? Because the season starts in October.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
And there's nobody guaranteed to a roster right now. Because, again, nobody knows what the fifth years are going to do. Nobody knows what the fourth years are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you figure this out from a Hockey Canada perspective?
Might be a little bit different this upcoming year compared to other years, I think. But
I don't know how Canada's going to put together a team. But, I mean, knock on wood, I guess. Maybe they're going to have a summer camp like they do in late July, early August, like they normally do. But, again, we'll have to see if COVID will allow that to happen. So, but, yeah, so that'll happen December 11th, 21st in Lucerne, Switzerland. Keep your eyes on this radio station because we'll talk about it probably, which will be good. Big news of the QMJHL, though, although I don't think this should be big news, and I know Cassie Campbell was against this idea of saying the first woman to do anything, but Kenzie Lalonde, who's a broadcaster and host on Eastlink TV, became the first woman to call a QMJHL game this past Sunday on television.
I love it.
On television, the first woman. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous considering, you know, we're in 2021 now, you would think, but that's awesome for her that, you know, she got to do that and she crushed it. So
she did. She was actually really good.
Yeah.
In that game, Halifax Mooseheads played host to the Charlottetown Islanders. Things looked good. Halifax leading 4-0 through 28 minutes of hockey before bottom fell out. As Charlottetown scored 6 straight goals.
Wow.
2 in the second, 4 in the third to win 6-4. But Kenzie, for her part, sounded like a pro, age 26. But good for her.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, for you ladies, I mean, there's still options out there. We got a Kylie Palmer does play-by-play for the Bison. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were like, you know what, I just don't feel like playing anymore, we'll give you options. I mean, I'm not going to say that's ever going to happen because you two seem pretty diehard on it, but we'll give you options if you want to come and play hockey. That sounds good. A little bit of news for those looking to help the Bison Women's Hockey. Bison Women's Hockey Fundraiser Tournament, Golf Tournament, happens Thursday, June 24th, 2021 at Bridges Golf Course. There's more details to come still, but get your butts registered for that. It's going to be a good time. It's always a good time based on what we have. You might have a chance, Jenna. And we were talking about, you know, golfing last week.
Driving range first.
You might want it because you could get to play against one of the best golfers this province has to offer. For those that don't know, 2019 Provincial Junior Champion and 2016 Manitoba Games bronze medalist, plays wing for the Bison women's hockey team.
No way.
That would be none other than Kate Gregoire.
Wow. Oh, that's super cool. Good
so there might be a pretty good golfer out there, I'm afraid to say.
Then I might not go to that. Just kidding.
I mean, I don't know if she's going to be playing or going to be working at it, because, I mean, it's a fundraiser, so usually the players have to. But, I mean, I'd be like, whatever. Just
yeah, let me play.
I'll work for you. Go play for me. Like, whatever. You're way better than I am, so. No golfing for you two ladies,
oh, no?
No,
that's not pretty to watch.
What?
I feel
not,
that.
No, really?
I'm terrible. Yeah.
It's not pretty.
What? Yeah. It's just never been a thing? No?
I'm trying to take slap shots. Like, I just can't.
That's exactly. It's so opposite of hockey, I feel like.
Like, and it's like, literally a slap shot.
Yeah.
But your hands are close together.
But it's not. It's so different. Yeah. I don't know. It's super hard.
You know. And then
can't
the,
do it.
The blisters. I just. Yeah. It's not fun to watch. It's like, it's kind of sad watching me do it. But, you know,
my boyfriend loves golf. Like, big golf guy. And I just am not good.
I'm
that's like my brother, a pro golfer. Everyone's like, oh, you must be all right. Yeah. Like, no, like, no. I'm terrible. Yeah. Like,
no, it's not happening.
Awful.
We talked about a little bit about this during the break. You can certainly talk a little bit more about this, Maggie, because you're probably more aware of it than we are. But there's a push right now in Ontario to create a AAA hockey level for girls like the boys have. For those who don't know, AAA hockey does not exist in Ontario. The maximum they have is AA hockey. Which we're aware of only because of the Thunder Bay Queens. Whenever they come, they make sure that they emphasize that AA program that they run, which is great, but it's actually a AAA program hiding in a AA costume. Maggie, you know, how much do you know about, like, I don't know the reasons why they don't have a AAA. It doesn't seem like, I mean, there's, what, 50,000 women and 50,000 girls in Toronto that play hockey? How do they not have a AAA program yet?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I just know that in, like I don't know what you call it, maybe northwestern Ontario, there's not enough girls. Like, there's, they're super, I want to say, place a big importance on high school hockey.
Okay.
So all of the girls who want to play are, like, high school. So it's,
Which to me is weird because the Queens do such a good job at getting players to move on. Like, they've got lots of players that have played the NCAA. I mean, again, Amanda Makla, who played pro hockey forever and went to Mercyhurst. Like, she came out of that program. And it's shocking that there isn't a place for them to play. Like, they can't travel to Toronto every week, obviously, just due to distance. But, like I said, I mean, when they came into the tournament into the Female World Sports School Challenge last year, like, they had, like, a record of, like, 42-6-1. Like, they were just killing everybody. And
they don't
have
any competition over there.
How
there's
is that
nothing.
Right? Like, how is that even possible that you don't have anybody you can play? So, I mean, I think it would be great, but, I mean, like you said, the distance might be a killer for some of those teams. So, I mean, I guess we got to hope that places like Sudbury and other, you know, northern Ontario, you know, communities can get a AAA program going, because if not, the Thunder Bay Queens are pretty much the place to play for anybody in northern Ontario, it seems. When you say high school hockey's the play, high school hockey's
the thing. I don't
want
to say the play. It's just many girls are like, there's no AAA, so what's the point in playing AA? Like, it's just kind of...
So, like is high school hockey, I mean, not equivalent, I guess. Is it kind of higher then, based upon the talent level?
But it's just kind of, like, it's different in the way that the girls are like, oh, let's go play AA, it's so awesome. But then there's some girls that are like, well, let's just play high school. There's nowhere to go after the AA. Because they see it as if... The AA is not AAA, so it's then there's no competition.
Yeah.
So
there's
no point in playing on the Queens, who are going to kill teams and just not have fun, and then have play high school where you can play people that you know and play with people that you know from your hometown, and actually have somewhat competition.
Interesting, because I mean, there's a bunch of the Queens that play for Manitoba now, and then there's a whole bunch that have gone to the States. So I'm always shocked that if they have nobody to play, how are they getting recruited so well? But
I know.
I mean, that's. Neither here nor there. I'm not a scout. I'm not a recruiter, so whatever. News out of Sweden. I know we've been keeping people updated on the SDHL. That's in terms of what's going on, SDHL over in Sweden. There are no CanWest, no U Sports players left in the playoffs.
Nope.
So I want to update that. HV71 was eliminated by Brynäs this week, and Luleå and finished off Djurgården. So as of right now, all U Sports and CanWest players are out over in Sweden.
That's no fun.
No, so we don't really have much of a care anymore. However, they will play a final. The question is when, because nobody knows right now. They were originally slated to play on Monday. Games were supposed to happen every second day after that, but now the final has been pushed back to potentially an April 1st start date. Why, you ask?
Why else?
Brennus players have tested positive for COVID-19 following their semifinal contests, and medical testing will be ongoing as new cases have been found each and every day since the semifinal ended.
Sounds about right.
So, we see how quickly these things spread. Germany, again, at the World Juniors is another perfect example of how fast these things spread. I mean, you guys haven't had any outbreaks on your team, have you?
No. I don't.
Thankfully, that hasn't happened. Everybody safe? Everybody healthy at home? Okay, good. Yeah. That's fine then. I don't know. I just can't get over how... I know, again, they aren't bubbling over in Sweden. They aren't doing any of that stuff. I don't understand how you can play like a full season and playoffs and then have the entire playoffs derailed by... You go the entire season not having COVID, and then all of a sudden the semifinal hits, and well, bring COVID in.
Someone was doing something they shouldn't have been. So that's the thing; it's so fast now, and I think that's going to start happening more and more in lots of leagues.
I just don't. I mean, again, I don't want anybody to get sick, and I want anybody, to obviously suffer from it. But clearly, I mean, who knows when this is going to be played now if they can't get this cleared up in time? Because I mean, if we're seeing, as we saw. With the NWHL bubble.
Yeah.
Like, that went from team to team to team and basically just took over.
It was, like, one person one day and the next day there's, like, everyone, basically, so.
I just don't understand that. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but that's scary.
Yeah, a little bit. I would hate to be in that position now.
Basically, pretty much gone through most of the major stories here. I'm going to ask you, ladies, in terms of some of the fun stuff you do. Let's go pregame meals for you guys. What do you guys normally go to for pregame meals? Because we heard some funny ones last week with the St. Patel Vicks.
I just kind of like pasta, I think, or salad. Like, that's usually something light.
Yeah. Or is it
like one of the two?
Okay.
But something usually light, I guess.
Mine's usually differs from game to practice to workout. They're all different.
Cake it with game day, though.
No, like, it's all different.
No,
like
but...
What's your game day
meal? Some days I'll
have,
like, pasta, and then the next game I'll have salad.
Okay, there.
And
so
then
now
the
we're getting
next game
into
I'll have, like... I don't know.
So we got cereal last week.
Cereal and pancakes.
Cheerios was the chosen cereal, and
at
chocolate
chip pancakes.
At least
it wasn't Lucky Charms, but... Gonna have to work on those girls a little bit, I think.
What's the hang-up on Lucky Charms for you?
Just all sugar. What do you, why, like, you're going to eat that before a game, you're going to burn out before the game even starts.
I'm just asking.
Gotta feel your fuel your body properly when it comes, especially, you're out there for however long and you should be working as hard as you can. Lucky Charms isn't going to do anything for you by the end of the game.
All right, see? We got our dietitian over here. Cheat day, junk food day. What's the go-to for you guys?
The Black Miss Vicky pepper chips.
Mm. Wow, you specifically those.
Oh, yes, those ones. Over anything.
Wow. All right, then.
I don't know. Dark chocolate, orange. Orange, dark chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I never got into the orange and chocolate.
Oh, I love them. They're so good.
I'm the only one that doesn't like them, apparently. So good. I don't understand what. I don't. Like, it's, those just two things just don't go together for me.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
They do, definitely.
I know they do for you guys. It's for me, they don't, though. That just doesn't sound right. Favorite team, favorite player? It can be any team, any player.
I know.
Doesn't have to be an NHL team, NHL player.
One of my brothers are going to be mad at me for saying this, but...
They don't even count in this interview.
they're going to hear it, and they're going to... Probably... I don't know.
Austin, you just had somebody.
Like, either Austin Matthews. I don't know.
Okay, Kyla, you can get your stuff and leave. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. That's I honestly don't know.
It's far, I mean, he's leading the league in goals. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. No, I...
No? Nobody?
No, I don't, like, maybe... My favorite team would probably be... Blackhawks.
Okay.
Yes, but I am loving all these Blackhawks fans.
But probably Austin Matthews.
Okay, that's fair. Nothing wrong with that. There's nobody judging you here. Maggie.
My favorite team's for sure Dallas.
Really?
Yep.
What do you think of their new jerseys?
Love them. I love everything about them. Everything.
Really?
About them, I just love them.
Yep. Oh, we're gonna have to have a long talk about this.
Favorite player probably Connor McDavid.
Okay, that's fair.
That's
Connor
fair.
McDavid's a good player.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the new reverse retro jerseys? Because we have our thoughts that they're pretty much awful for every team.
I like them.
Really?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
No comment.
No comment.
No, there is a comment. What's the comment?
I just don't like them. I don't.
Yeah.
They're not terrible. They're just.
Yes, they are.
Some of them.
We can be
honest.
Yeah, but there's like a few that aren't.
Well, yeah, there's like three that aren't, but.
But they're just kind of weird. They're off-putting, I guess. I don't know.
Although I have to admit, though, now seeing them more and more often because they've worn them more and more. I want Minnesota to go back to the yellow and green.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I'm done with the Wild. Let's bring back the North Star.
Let's do it. Start a petition.
That.
Let's go.
No, forget that. Dallas is supposed to be wearing their new, I don't even know what to call it. They're completely white retro jerseys
those
coming up.
Nice.
They're how are they nice? They're practice jerseys. Yeah.
So nice. Like, they're
Maggie,
nice.
Come on.
They're nice. Come on.
And then they have the neon yellow and the skyline jerseys. Like those
yeah.
are
nice. No. Nice.
They're nice. They're nice.
I'm not gonna be able to twist anybody's opinion on that
no.
one.
No. Definitely not.
Worst, again, you know, you can say whatever you whoever you want here. What's the worst thing about you know the way that current situation for hockey? Obviously, not playing sucks, but beyond that,
I think wearing the masks is
yeah.
a big thing. Like I'd rather have to wear the mask and skate,
well,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
but like it's pretty hard. It gets
yeah,
it's just it. I don't know how to, it's not a good feeling. And
okay.
You get hard to breathe, too.
That's fair, yeah.
But I've also seen, I have a few friends who have fishbowls.
Yeah.
So, like, they still have to wear a mask under that,
right.
which is, like, fogs off. And you almost need, like, mini windshield wipers and everything. It's just.
That's, I'd like to see that, actually. That'd be the next invention. Maggie, first thing about currently not being fully into
know.
Hockey?
I honestly don't know.
You like
everything.
The mask?
Just,
okay.
No, yeah. I just hate everything. Like, I hate having to skate on other side. I
yeah, the
like, it sucks.
10 people. Like, you can't be with everyone. So one day you're with your D partner, the next day you're with
somebody
the
else,
line
yeah.
you don't play with, and it's just.
It like, doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if somebody on my team has COVID, and one person, the 9 people that she's with get it, and she doesn't know yet, she's going to go skate with another 9 people, and
right.
then we're all going to get it.
Right.
Like, what's the 10 people why?
Well, I mean, whatever. It's like, the government trying to save everybody from themselves, I guess, but.
I think the team's also, like, we're all pretty close, so having to be split up like this
yeah.
is kind of, like, we're pretty, like, the whole team is, we all get along so well, and it's just kind of not great to be split up by everyone.
I hear that. I got about a minute left. Anybody you want to shout out to? Anything you want to say before we get going?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You can apologize to your brother now if you want.
Yeah, sorry, Liam.
Sorry for saying Austin Matthews.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
I love that one.
That's fair. Nothing wrong with that. Maggie, anybody you want to shout out to? No?
Thanks, Ash.
There you go. Ash set it up. You guys are right. Yeah. Obviously can't come and see you guys play because you're not playing very much. So we're going to wish you guys well, obviously, in whatever
you
get up to next. Practices, maybe we get back to some indoor games if things change coming up at the end of the month here. But best of luck, obviously, with the Avros. Best of luck
Thank
going
you.
Forward in the future. And obviously we'll keep an eye on what happens and where you go. And hopefully, knock on wood, we'll
yeah.
see you not beating up on the Bisons, but he's coming to join us at some point. So, but all the best going forward for you guys, and certainly best
much.
Of luck
yeah.
with your hockey careers.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
So there are Maggie Mattani and Kylie Johnson of the Winnipeg Avros of the Manitoba Female Hockey League. I want to thank them for their time this week and giving us a great interview and some thoughts on everything that's going on in the world. The takeaway from this interview, though, folks, is get out and support minor hockey. Obviously, there isn't a lot of hockey being played in the province this year just due to the shutdowns of all the leagues due to the pandemic. But get out next season and support hockey. Obviously, the Manitoba Female Hockey League can use your support. The MJHL, obviously, can use a little bit of support as well. As we mentioned, Maggie's brother playing out in Verdun with the Oil Kings. So get out wherever you can, support minor hockey next season, folks, and give these young men and young women your support because... really, they're the next generation of superstars coming out of this province. With that, folks, we want to thank Maggie and Kylie for their time tonight. Jenna and I had a great chat with them, and certainly we're looking forward to seeing them do great things at whatever level they go to next. In saying that, though, stay tuned, folks. Free Range Radio with Skippy coming up next here on the radio station. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll be back next week, as usual. Another great guest already booked, and we'll get a chance to talk to her next week on this program. Stay tuned, folks. Free Range Radio, as I said, coming up next here on 101.5 UMS. FM. It's been the Hockey Show. We'll see you next week, everybody. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.